I'd like to teach you a poem called About Boof. And it's written by our very own Janet Wyke, who is sitting silently back there with a big smile on her face. I'm going to go through it once, and then I'll teach you it line by line, and then we'll do it all together. Okay? So, here's the church. Here's our roof. Open the doors and see all of Boof. Oldsters and youngsters laughing together, learning and loving and weaving a tether that keeps us together through all kinds of weather. Boof breaks down barriers and builds understanding. It's a good place to make a soft, safe landing. Okay? First line. Here's the church. And here's Boof. Open the doors and see all of Boof. Oldsters and youngsters laughing together, learning and loving and weaving a tether. That keeps us together through all kinds of weather. Boof breaks down barriers and builds understanding.
Boof breaks down barriers and builds understanding.
It's a good place to make a safe landing.
It's a good place to make a safe landing.
You guys are good. Okay, we're going to go through it together. Here's our church. Here's the roof. Open the doors and see all of Boof. Oldsters and youngsters laughing together, learning and loving and weaving a tether that holds us together through all kinds of weather. Boof breaks down barriers and builds understanding. It's a great place to make a safe landing. I know I said soft. It's safe. It can be either one. It works. Thank you. Because it's my service, I get to change some. I would like to do hymn number 118, This Little Light of Mine, after where we usually put the last hymn, which is after closing words. Okay? So there's a change of schedule. My fault. I'll take full responsibility. Sorry, Sue. Okay. So what's next? Oh, me. Okay. Okay. Our goal in religious exploration, see now you got me saying it. Our goal in religious exploration for children and youth is to provide a place for families of all shapes, sizes, and configurations to find a place to grow and nurture their hearts, minds, and spirits. Toward that end, we have used various age-appropriate curricula in our Sunday school classrooms based on our Unitarian Universalist 7 principles and our sources. Children, youth, adult guides, advisors, and I have explored, discovered, and played together as we created a space for all to learn and grow and build community in our home where all belong. Today, our classes will present to you a sampling of what they've learned over the course of the last 9 months. There will be a recitation, songs, and a creative skit for you to sing along with, listen to, and enjoy. I invite you to open your eyes, open your ears, your mouths, and most of all, your minds and hearts on this journey into the wonder that is religious exploration. Our first presentation this morning is from our preschool through first grade class. They have been exploring the Love Surrounds Us curriculum in the Tapestry of Faith collection of curricula developed by the Unitarian Universalist Association. At the core of our Unitarian Universalist community are our 7 principles, the rainbow. Principles encompass all the ingredients of a good and faith-filled life based on equality, freedom, peace, acceptance, truth, care, and love. Our early service team of gracious guides, Kristen Bergeson, Jill Palmer, and Kim Gattiger, have guided our children through an exploration of all the principles in the context of beloved community of family, home, school, and neighborhood. Participants engaged in activities that emphasized the love they feel in community. And now, this wonderful team of guides and all of the preschoolers, kindergartners, and first graders will come up here and share their presentation with us.
Good morning. Preschool to first grade are very happy to be bringing you the seven principles today. And so we will be saying them to you, and then you can repeat them as well after each one. Each person is important.
Each person is important.
Together.
We're free to learn together.
And search for what is true.
And search for what is true.
All people need a voice.
All people need a voice.
Lifeboat.
We care for Earth's lifeboat.
We also have a song for you to help to sing it with us. We'll sing it first. Love surrounds us, this I know, and then we'd like you to join us.
Our next presentation is from our combined age class that spans from 2nd through 6th grade. Our two creative and enthusiastic guides, Jeanette Ross and Sandy Cruz, have been exploring different themes of love and care for each other and communities big and small through mythical creatures that the children have come up with and the occasional superhero from mythology, history, and various faith traditions. This class has been very theatrical and interactive. This is an imaginative group with two amazing teachers who foster our children's creativity and imagination. Please welcome Jeanette and Sandy and the Boof Disaster Crew.
We're giving you an example of how we work together. We have worked all through the year coming up with ideas and bringing them to life in stories. And when we came to preparing for this event, they decided to play it straight and come up with a real-life scenario. And so we improvised it out in 1 week. And wrote up the script between last Sunday and this. And I think that you'll see how it acts out, how we relate to each other. We're illustrating our principles in terms of how we relate to each other. And kids haven't thought of it this way, but it's also about what you see right here, working together. When disaster comes, oh, I've got the
Does everybody have a script? Okay, we're live on the news.
You need mics.
We need mics.
We need a mic.
We need two.
Two mics.
We need two mics.
Two mics. Emily, you're there?
Camera ready?
Testing.
Is the camera, are the mics on?
Yep.
Test your mic.
Testing, testing.
Emily, test your mic.
Takes a minute. Leave it on.
Testing.
Okay. John, that's your corner.
I just want to turn the camera.
Oh, okay, we did fall off. Okay, we're going to fall off the chairs. Okay, the news is going to be on in 10, and 9, and 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good. Good evening. I'm Will Gattaker of News Station Boof, and I have bad news for you tonight. A massive flood is heading for our city. A large part of our region has already lost electrical power and water supplies are threatened. Our reporter, Emily Borman, is at the scene.
Will, I am looking at a dramatic scene here in Garden City. I am standing by one of the most threatened places in the region, the Boise Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I'm talking to a member of the board of directors, Tenji Zimmer. The flood waters are very close and the water level is rising fast. What are the plans of your church?
We have many church members and friends carrying out furniture and books, everything we can. We expect a lot of damage.
I only see about 20 people here. Where's the rest of the congregation?
We have a big crew helping out patients moving out from retirement homes and some from medical school.
Why are your people spread all over the city?
It's part of what we believe. We should help others.
Thank you for taking time to speak with me. Back to you, Will.
Our weatherman, John, is here to show you just how serious this flood is expected to be.
Heavy rains and breaks into two of our dams. We are expecting to bring up 20 feet of water all through lowing areas along the river from here. Above Lucky Peak, all the way down to Oregon border, everything in downtown, southern East Boise, Meridian Eagle, and Midtown area will be flooded. Water will be contained and power will be down. Most roads will be flooded.
How long do you expect How long do you estimate that people will have to leave their work or home?
Just around 3 hours at the most.
Thanks for the warnings, John. Tenji, I have you back with the suggestions on what to bring.
No. Right there. No, and skip that part. It's skip.
You should say that.
What do you have for us now, Emily?
We have many people who still don't know about the danger, and others are panicking. Here's Rob. Rob, what are you doing to prepare for the flood?
Wait, there's a flood? Wait, a flood? What flood? Wait, there's a flood? Wait, did you just say there's a flood, right? I heard you correct.
Yes.
Fortunately, I have people and organizations who can help. I have Tenji Zimmer here to talk about the emergency plans. Tenji, you are another Unitarian Universalist, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We have met with the police and fire departments to arrange for volunteers to guide the traffic so to prevent accidents. Many traffic signals have already stopped.
How will people know where to go?
We've met with geologists to find out how many people. Where the people will be safe. Our traffic volunteers will be able to direct people to the nearest emergency shelter. Will, I'm back talking to Rob. Rob, you look calmer.
Well, I was running around like a crazy man. I saw a lot of animals. I saw a wet cat up in a tree and two dogs on the roofs of flooded houses.
Can anyone help them?
Yes, I'm looking for people with boats who can rescue the pets left behind. And we need pickups with animal cages to move the animals to safety. Bring thick leather gloves, too. I saw a coyote trapped on somebody's porch.
Thank you, Rob. Do you have any more information for us, Will?
We actually have an update from John.
You're asking people not to attempt to leave town on Bogus Basin Road. Traffic there is completely blocked, and there are no flights leaving. Flights leaving the airport. All airlines have flown their planes out of the region to avoid damage.
Thanks for the warnings, John. Tenji, I have you back with suggestions on what to bring.
We are reminding people only take what they can carry. Remember, be ready to walk. Get out of your car and walk. Bring a gallon of water per person, a water filter if you have one. You need enough food for 3 days. Also bring some basic camping gear and so you can carry, including tents and flashlights. Bring your own cleaning supplies and don't forget sunblock and a hat. You might be out for for 3 days.
And bring your personal documents, of course. Is there anything else?
Yes, we've asked people if they have extra camping supplies to share for our volunteers to make it easier to help each other.
That's all for now. I also personally recommend using Twitter and Facebook to get relief and supplies. That's all for now. We here at Station Booth will be waiting to see if the interdependent web can hold together in this emergency.
Thank you.
There were folks called UUs, though no one knows why, and these UUs were found over land, sea, and sky. Each week they all came to a UU-ish caucus, where once in a while things became rather raucous. They came in a wide range of sizes and shapes, although most of them claimed they descended from apes. Yes, they all were quite different, so different in fact, that each UU, spelled Y-E-W-Y-E-W, had some skill the other ones lacked. There were plumbers and doctors and students and teachers and writers and musicians and a few would-be preachers. There were mothers and fathers and whole UU clans with ranges of relationships every group spans. Besides this, each UU displayed in succession unique ways of thinking and modes of expression. In matters of taste, each was one of a kind. I've been told that some UUs wrote poems that rhymed. Now, these UUs had youngsters, just like the birds and the bees, whom they called by their nickname, the little REs. By and by, to the UUs, this question was brought. Should the little REs come to caucus or not? Oh, these REs are cute. They were smart. They were quick. But the caucus itself didn't quite do the trick. For the little UUs needed more room to grow and to move and do artwork and sing songs that they knew. So the UUs decided they'd better get busy and choose who could teach. But each UU got dizzy with thinking up reasons why somebody else would be better at teaching them him or herself. But the best way they found for the REs to learn was if each of the UUs took his or her turn. Now, not every UU could teach, that is true, but each one could contribute a talent or two. There was work to be done on the buildings and grounds, supplies to be gathered, and books to be found. They could work on curricula, some could type names, bring snacks for the REs, or supervise games. But the UUs who taught learned this, I am told, that whatever they gave, they got back many-fold. There's a moral to this story that I'm sure you can guess. When Emmy and the RE committee ask for volunteers, just say yes!